Attempts to stimulate critical thinking about nuclear issues and radioactivity tend to polemics, with a lot of frightening information and examples of mishandling in the past. Isotopia Pacifica uses stories, lights, video, gelatin, interactive technology, sound, laser etching, shadows, and more to stimulate thought on the same subject. It's complicated and, at points, beautiful, kind of like nuclear energy itself. Isotopia Pacifica opens with a huge map of isotopes, which are the basic chemical elements, but with different numbers of neutrons. Not all isotopes are radioactive, but those that are can be dangerous for humans because particles from an unstable nucleus can damage human tissues. You're not going to get irradiated here, but there's a lot going on. French transmedia artist Stéphane Perrot and his collaborator, writer Aram Kebabjian, have imagined a floating island, a dystopia made of isotopes.
We named this exhibition Isotopia Pacifica because the island is moving next to Hawaii, because there is a big past of radioactivity in Hawaii, too.
We are affected. Currently, we're under threat from North Korea.
UH Manoa Art Gallery Director Rod Bengston points out, we station nuclear weaponry here in Hawaii.
And there's a long history here in the Pacific, especially right after World War II, of testing in the Marshall Islands and Bikini and Aniwetok.
So in this exhibition, I'm referring to two little stories.
Perot cites America's Starfish Prime high-altitude nuclear test, July 9th, 1962. It was the largest nuclear test conducted in outer space, and its explosion was seen from Hawaii at 11 p.m. Hawaii time. Perot also cites Project Azorian, a CIA attempt to recover a Soviet nuclear sub in 1974. Bodies of six crew members were encased and entombed at sea due to radioactivity concerns.
Actually, the sarcophagus is next to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Perot's room-scale installation, Isotope 49, is an elegant apparition. Copper wires the width of a hair each power a single LED. A circle of fairy lights is thus suspended in space and secured by tiny fishing leads. In the next room, glass jars of gelatin harbor blue flesh, delicate coralline structures that glow blue in the dark.
You are now free. No harm will come to you.
Blue Gorgon number 2 takes us into a nuclear reactor with four eyepieces inside the room. Measurements from your eyes and others in the room determine which storyline the central computer dispenses.
It is 16 degrees outside.
Hawaii could be Isotopia. You just have to realize.
Yeah.
It's a mixture between science and fiction. Pure science fiction.
Okay. Isotopia Pacifica uses stories, lights, video, gelatin, interactive technology, sound, laser etching, shadows, and more to stimulate thought. It's the kind of experience transmedia artwork can afford. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.
The light speeds up and grows deeper. Strange shapes twist on the horizon. You are unsure, fleeting pillars of smoke. You are hesitant. Red-eyed dogs gaze at the beyond. Your pale eyes detect something that extends the limits of the visible. Somewhere in your mind, a fleeting pillar of smoke. Lies a blue moon. But you have no idea what fate holds in store for you.